Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
All right, let's recap Amy's story. We spent a good amount of time with her last week. Amy, how long have you gone now in your relationship?
18 months.
What?
Over a year? How does he not know?
My kids actually live out of state with their dad.
Okay.
And I visit them there. You know, it's hard work, but I have been able to keep it from him for that long.
Why?
It's not that I ever really wanted to. It's just like, didn't mention it the first few dates, didn't want to scare him off, and then I just could never find an appropriate time to bring it up. At this point, it's more about me getting caught in the lie. I feel awful about it.
Are you guys, like, exchanging the L word and all that?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about marriage.
Oh my God. He's going to be devastated.
You know, he's a really good guy. I don't know how to get out of this situation.
Yeah, and being honest just is not an option on The Bert Show. Apparently, when you call up, it was the same thing yesterday. Also, that since that's not an option, what else do we do?
Right.
So I think the last time we talked to Amy, she said she was going to have the talk with dude and find out exactly, you know, figure out a way, either be honest with him and go, look, this has been awful.
Mm-hmm.
So she's on the voice disguiser again. Hey, Amy, you're on Q100.
Hi, how are you?
Okay,
good.
How are you?
Okay.
People were so mad at you last week.
I know. I felt terrible after I got off.
It's just one of those things where you just get caught up in the lie and it just snowballs and snowballs and snowballs and you just don't know when to put the brakes on it.
Yeah, exactly. Complete snowball until I was so deep, I just didn't know how to get out of it.
All right, well, did you do anything about it this weekend?
I did. I took my first step. I didn't address it completely, but I took my first step. Basically, what I did was I just really wanted to introduce the topic of children in general. So I just started talking about how much I love kids, and I told him that I have this niece and nephew that I'm really, really close with.
Oh, no.
Well, I just wanted to, like, break him in a little, like, just get his reaction on that, you know what I mean?
Did he say, why didn't...
It was amazing.
What, baby steps?
Everything I could have hoped for. Oh, my God, I love kids, too.
So you introduced your...
I'd love to meet your family, you know, that kind of stuff.
You introduced your...
And I went so far as to actually show him a picture.
Of your own children as your niece and nephew.
Yeah, like, this is them. Aren't they cute? And he was like, oh, my God, they're adorable. I can't wait to meet them.
I'm mad.
So far, so good.
Hold on
I'm
a second.
Just really mad. Because I cannot, you are a mother and these are your children and you are kind of hee-hawing around it for this guy and it really offends me. It really offends me that you are going to show pictures of your own children to this guy as your niece and nephew. I just think that's so offensive.
Like, what's going to happen when, I mean, because eventually you are going to have to tell him.
Yeah, stand up for your kids.
Now you've got 18 months worth of lie behind you and now you've even dabbled in starting to try to tell him the truth, but you've made it worse with a worse lie. Because now he's going to take a look at your kids and he's going to go, these are the ones you introduced me to a couple of months ago as your niece and your nephew.
Well, are you going
to
tell?
No, I'm going to tell him. I just wanted to break it in slowly, you know? And, you know, I've been thinking about it a lot. And, I mean, he's such a good guy. Like, my kids deserve to have him in their life. So
they don't deserve to have you.
They deserve to have a mother that's ready to say, hey, these are my children. I'm proud of them. I love them. You know, and I, you know, if you want to date me, then you have to know that you have to accept my children, too.
This is so cowardly what you're doing. It really is.
Oh, my God. If I was your son or daughter, I'd be so hurt.
I would, of course, start from the beginning, but I got myself into a bad situation. But if I were to start dating someone now, of course, I would tell them the truth from the beginning. But I've fallen in love with this guy. I want to spend the rest of my life with him.
Isn't that kind of backwards what you just said? If I started dating a guy, I would claim my children. But because I'm in love with this one.
I can't tell him everything.
I can't tell him
about
my children.
I'm in love with him. I can't tell him everything.
When did you come up with the niece and nephew thing? And how did that ever make sense that would be a good idea?
Well, I wanted to tell him this week, and, you know, I was just thinking, what's a good way to start talking about kids and get his reaction and see, you know, if he was like, oh, I don't want to meet your niece and nephew, then I know I'm doomed, and then I can just come clean and we can break up. But his reaction was so great, you know, now I can take the next step.
Yeah, you've got to figure it out. Hey, Bernadette, good morning. You're on Q100.
I just wanted to say that she is a horrible mother, and that she doesn't even deserve to have kids.
But she makes a great aunt.
This is a lot of the same calls we're getting that we got last week. People are really upset the way you're handling this. Alicia, you're on Q100.
Yes. I am a single mother, and I have never in my life. She is such a disgrace to all mothers.
Alicia, what is standard? Like, when you start going out with a guy, how long does it take you as a single mom to tell him, look, I've got kids?
I'm up front. I've never hid it. It's on the first date I tell everybody because I'm not ashamed about it.
That's what I said last week also. You know, like single, any parent is pressed for time. But when you're a single mom also, you don't got time for the games anymore, man. So let me tell you what I'm about right off the bat.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, the kid would have to be more important than this new guy that you don't know.
Crazy concept.
I'm sorry. That was radical. I apologize.
You're out of your mind. Good morning, Rob. You're on Q100. What's going on?
Yeah, well, I don't call very often, but I'll tell you what. This is unbelievable. Number one, it takes a pretty bad mother to lose her kids to the dad side of it because the dads never get the kids. But how do you not tell him? Are you embarrassed of your children? You don't deserve those kids, number one. And when you do tell him, I hope he leaves you. Come on. You got to be kidding me.
It's pretty irresponsible. It really is, Amy. I mean, it's so irresponsible and so disrespectful.
But considering the damage is already done, isn't this a way to ease into it? Because what if he said, I hate kids, I never want... No, I'm just playing devil's advocate. If he said, I hate kids, I never want kids, kids are disgusting and they're dirty and they bite and they usually have snot on them and...
They poo and it stinks.
And they poo and they're rude in restaurants.
Nothing good comes out of
They scream
of
in
kid,
restaurants
like...
and usually they're running around and they're just in the way and a lot of times they're noisy and sometimes they're just offensive and they will grab your hair and they'll get spit on you and they always have crust on them of
dirty
some sort and they're just gross, right? And they'll eat turd if they can get their hands on it from the yard. So what if that's his opinion, right? What?
Well, I think it's a very passive opinion, I'm sure.
Right. But if that's
but
his opinion.
It's
something that you could never relate to.
Right. but what if he says that, then she could break up with him.
But it's not.
But if it was.
But it's not.
I am playing devil's advocate.
All right, let me play devil's advocate square.
You can't.
That's not the situation.
You can't, because devil's advocate, I'm saying her plan might not have been bad because she introduces the niece and nephew, and if he doesn't like kids, and she's like, well, I got to break up with him or, you know, never see my kids again, and she can make the decision and move forward with one of the relationships, either parental relationship or the girlfriend relationship, and know what she's getting into, but...
You just wasted 30 minutes.
Unfortunately or unfortunately, he likes kids, so now she has to work around it. But I'm just saying,
but
if he didn't.
Thank you for your input.
If he didn't, then I think her plan was good.
Then why couldn't she have shown him pictures of.
It's not her fault that he likes children.
But she should. I mean, so say she was trying to handle this, she could have shown him pictures of her friend's kids and, like.
Or like Shiloh.
Right, and, you know, talked about that and then said, all right, well, then I have some and here's the pictures of mine. But by showing him her kids and saying there's someone else.
It's another double.
It's just double.
It's stacking on the line.
I'm not saying it was a perfect plan. What I'm saying is it wasn't necessarily
a
totally
a
bad one. Right.
There was a plan.
She didn't go in there
all.
Let's
give her a little credit. She did have a blueprint.
Yeah. She wasn't all willy-nilly about it.
A little misguided.
Stacey, you're on Q100. Good morning. Oh.
Hey, I'm just absolutely disgusted by this woman. And, you know, maybe that's why she doesn't have custody of her kids now, because she's used to disowning them.
Damn.
Maybe the court said, hey, she's an irresponsible mother, so why don't we give them to the father, because they don't exist in her world anyway.
Amy, what's your next step with this whole thing? So now you've got a man that digs kids.
Especially your niece and nephew.
Your niece and nephew specifically is probably going to, that's probably the next step. Well, let's babysit for my niece and nephew.
Oh, you're giving her ideas. Right. She's thinking, oh, that's awesome.
So what's the next step? You got to come clean eventually. I don't know what you're waiting on.
I am going to come clean. I just wanted to do it in little increments.
I get it. I get it, Amy.
Baby steps. Baby steps.
Literally.
Yeah.
Baby.
And I know. And I mean, obviously, everybody hates me. And I would be thinking the same thing if I was listening to someone say this kind of stuff. But you just.
It's different
with
you.
The one thing I don't think anyone's understanding is I didn't mean for it to get out of control. I really didn't. But it did. And, you know, I'm sorry that it did. But I'm trying to fix it. Slowly.
You're only making it worse. You're only making it worse. All right. Well, we gotta get an update from you in a couple of weeks and find out how you extended this big old mistake.
Okay.
Good luck.
The Furt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.